Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 31st of the third month, 2025. It is a Monday evening and the time is 21:03. My name is the Matriarch, as previously stated, and we are diving into it. We're diving into this thing called resentment. Ladies and gentlemen, resentment is something that many of us, we don't even really like, so it's like resentment, like it's an English word or something. Yeah, we don't really know. It's like it's an English word. Mero shimara shafaro hata o shafaro enga shafaro shimandora katunish katuete na okuchoshirirwa peni maro tushishi tokucha o shimashono kashirina kashiri pol kashiri shapa kaya kashiriara mo wavelength yetu kashiriara, you know, minima yetu. It's just not our thing, ambera, like that. So when we're talking about resentment, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that one. We're talking about that little elephant in the room that looks like it's growing, but it's not really growing, but it's growing. We're talking about resentment, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about what it is. How do we, you know, how do we get rid of it? And we're talking about it like a disease, am I? We're talking about it like a disease because at the end of the day, it is something that is like a cancer. It is something that can grow into something else. And you don't even know you got it. And there's no new start for resentment. There's no new start for resentment where you can just go and get tested and then you get the results. You are positive with resentment. You are definitely not negative with peace. You definitely got it. You got it. You got it. It's yours. It is yours for a period of time. Because luckily for us, resentment is something that we can cure. Resentment is something that we can work through. Resentment is apparently something that we can heal. Mara, whoa. First of all, we have to identify this resentment monster. We have to identify, Mara, to be honest, right? We know what it is. We know that, you know, I'm just not a fan, you know? I'm just done with my parents and I'm just done with that other loved one and I'm just done with a friend and I'm just done with whoever and I'm just done and I'm just done and I'm just done. We can identify when we're done. We can identify when it's over. We can identify that there's something that is not ayoba that is happening over there and we know that, that one, I'm done. But what is that I'm done called? And why are you done? Because we come from what's now the 21st culture where we are all that. Yeah, if that's toxic, you let it go. You need to heal. You need to normalize letting go of people that are toxic in your life. You need to normalize people that are doing bad things to you to leave them alone. You need to normalize to walk away from a table when you are no longer being served. Hey, we can come up with all kinds of slogans. You today, I dived into it. We have all these this ka quotes and this ka slogans. You need to know how to walk away when a respect is no longer being dished. So when you walk away, what is that? When you walk away and you are done, done, because we all say, I'm done. I'm done with this relationship. I'm done with this friendship. I'm done with my boss. I'm done with the minister. I'm done with agriculture. What's that? I'm done. I'm so done, right? That I set off a whole entire household on fire, ablaze. Yeah, I'm done. We walk away and we don't even know that walking away and that feeling that you have towards that person could be resentment. We don't know. That's why we're diving into it. We're diving into it so that we can learn. It's a who's that? What is this shanty fan resentment? Who handed me the resentment? Hello. The number in studio is 083-288-8401. That's the number in studio. And please, if you are listening to us from the app right now,
Please tell your friends. Tell your friends to download the Eagle FM app so that you guys can catch us on a regular. You know, the Eagle FM app, ne, is so it's so nice because even when you are not like, even when you're not active, they give you those programs which are right now, there's Omotule. Right now it's pulling out strings. Right now, in case, you know, it's like a little notification. You know how you get that notification from the bank, which are the money has landed. Eh? It's the same. We also notify you, which are brur, eh? In case you were thinking about listening to Pulling Her Strings, on says sharp, on says opti sit. We are at the table and we are serving resentment. That is exactly what happens. Now, if you were nah, you are listening and you are listening on the Lavio, friend. If you are listening on the Lavio and you are having a smartphone, my dear, download this app, okay? Download this app. You know what? If your computer is having Play Store, I don't know here. I'm not a technician, but you know, I'm trying everything. I'm trying everything. If your computer is having the Play Store, whatever you find, I don't know if Play Store is only for cell phones, but you know, we can sound ridiculous in the name of trying because you cannot fail without trying. So maybe you can go and look for it there and put it on your computer so that it can be playing in the background as you are doing those financials, because our financial year is started. The budget has been given. So maybe you need to budget also, and you're doing your budget things. Maybe I can be in the background. Yeah? Just, you know, just for control. Just for control. So download the Eagle FM app. And also don't forget, ne? When your business is in the dark, right? The clients don't move. Now you're wondering who's that, who come? Eh, my customers, they are not coming, man. Dario ku promoter. I got this other white influencer to come and do my gymming things. Yeah, to come and do my fitness things. Eh, I got this other influencer to come and do my makeup things. My other things are not coming. It's because you're not dabbering with Eagle FM. It's not. It's because you're not here. You're not here. You think that this is only a radio, but do you know our audience? Do you know that in our audience, your customers, they are here? Did you know that? And all you have to do is just make an ad, and then you come through. You talk to our sales representative, and you can even DM and say, "Kucha, yo, matriarch, hook me up. Hey, me, I'll take you straight to the office, friend. I'll take you straight to the office, Kucha. Yo." I got as a customer because their business is in the dark, and we don't like darkness businesses. We want the business to come out to the light. There's nothing that you are most probably doing that cannot get a boost from being boosted here. I am telling you. Yeah? Are we together? All right. So resentment. What is resentment? Now, when you hear resentment, right? What do you think it is? What do you think it is? Is it like a negative feeling? Or what is it? They say like, she resents her grandmother. She resents her ex-boyfriend. She resents her boyfriend, father, son. She resents her what I know. She resents her security guard. She resents her bodyguard. She resents, he resents, he resents. But what do you hear? What do you understand from the concept of resentment? How do you understand resentment? If somebody told you straight off the bat, if you had to say what the definition of resentment is, what would you say it is? The number in studio is 083-288-401. And we have a caller. Sometimes when I press the phone and it goes like that, I always feel like maybe I talk too much. But I know I'm not talking too much, Mos. We are in class. We are in class. We are doing the things. It is what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, please do call through so that you can give me your definition of resentment. I would like to know before we dive into it, right? We're going to dive into it at 9:15. So you approximately have like 2 minutes to come through and tell me your definition of resentment, what you feel resentment is, how you understand resentment. If you can come through and come and tell me about resentment, then maybe, just maybe, we have a fighting chance. If you don't, then it's also okay, because I will tell you anyways. I will tell you, because how? I feel like we as a nation, we harbor a lot of resentment, and that's why we do the things that we are doing. We do a lot of things, like driving recklessly. We do a lot of things like fighting and arguing. We do a lot of things. Like maybe your boyfriend wako was maybe a senior man, and you are resentful. Kucha, the man is like, whoa. I decided in my life that I don't want a young girl anymore. I'm going to stabilize there with my wife, and I'm going to chill and relax, and I'm just going to be a family man. I'm no longer going to be for the street. I'm no longer going to be a Casanova. I am no longer going to be the one, ooh, baby, bend over. I'm not going to be that guy anymore, ma'am. Eh? I am going to be a stand-up citizen, and I am going to do correctly, because these things of dark, eh, they are not at all helping me. Maybe that's your situation, and now you're like, how? After everything I've done, what did you do, ma'am? On your knees. What you do that gives you that kind of zazz that you think that you can just resent somebody because, I mean. So, what makes you think that, this guy, eh? So this person can just do this to me, eh? So after everything that I've done for this person, this is the way they repay me. Eh? This is, I put clothes on their back. Eh? I put clothes on their back. I put them through school, and now this person is coming to tell me ayopanes. Eh, to my face without any respect, without any nyana nyana. It's just straight up, as raw as it is. They're just coming to strike, like, whoa. I just feel like I don't deserve this. I'm better than this. I'm more than this. Why do you feel like that? Why do you feel like you are superior? Is it because you're harboring some resentment? Is it because there's a little bit of resentment inside there? Do you know what resentment can do? Hey! Resentment, darlings, rides, and then it grows stronger as it's going, my dear. Thanks for the ride. Yeah? And then when it gets off, then you have molded it into something that is completely different from what you started with. It started with a little emotion. Resentment is defined as a negative emotional reaction to being mistreated. Now, how many of us are mistreated every day? Now, you are wondering, nah, bruh, I hate that person. Do you hate this person, or are you resentful towards them? Are you bitter? Eh? Are you bitter because this person mistreated you? And keep in mind, when we're talking about resentment, ladies and gentlemen, resentment is a negative emotion. Eh? It's a negative emotional reaction. It's not an emotion on its own. It's an emotional reaction. Like, how? Oh, like, it feels like sadness and disappointment had a baby. Sadness. It feels like sadness and disappointment had a baby that was not finished, and then anger came to put on the ears. So that baby is resentment. It feels like that. It's like an emotion that is inside there, and it's a reaction. Was like it's like when you put those mint sweets, those other white ones that we see on YouTube from the rich kids, the ones that waste food, the ones that throw watermelons down just to see how it will fall. Yeah, those ones, the ones that buy 100 burgers just to see if they can finish it, and then if they can't finish it, they throw the rest away, from those rich kids. So they put the menthol inside a Coke, and then the Coke, psh, furukas. So resentment is that reaction. That reaction of the coke meeting the mint and then causing that reaction, causing that furuka furuka.
Good evening.
Waza. Good evening, beloved. How are you guys doing? That is resentment. So resentment is a reaction. It's an emotional reaction to being mistreated or being done bad or being wronged. So now, how many of us have been wronged? How many of us have been mistreated? Sometimes we are mistreated by aunties. Sometimes we are mistreated by the uncle's wife. I'm not putting the women on the spot here. I'm just saying that sometimes it happens. But the number in studio is 0832888401. So, ladies and gentlemen, resentment now, when we are talking about resentment, we are talking about that reaction, that okufurukahui, when we look at it, at the end of the day, that bubbling is bound to come to the surface. It's like a volcano, right? It's bound to explode. It's bound to become something. It's bound. So it's that bubbling. Because if it was not just bubbling, right? Then you would just be a Coca-Cola and you would just be a menthol. But now, you are bubbling, and that bubbling is something that doesn't go away easily. It doesn't go away easily because there is most now the mixture of the menthol and the Coca-Cola, right? That is what is happening. So it doesn't just go away. It explodes. And that explosion causes us something else, and that explosion causes hatred. And when we hate, that's when we are outraged. That's when everything is disgusting. That's when you are so hateful, so towards the person that anything can happen, like a blackout. So if I had to give you guys a brief example, right? Many of us are sitting in households with family members, and sometimes our family members are people that we picked up from the streets most. So these people that we picked up from the streets is something like your wife, something like your husband, you know, something like your boyfriend, something like your girlfriend. Now you understand, right, that these are strangers that you met and then they became family. They became family by a certificate, or they became family by a bond, or they became family through experiences and through rocky times, and you guys have created bonds. So now, when I want to give this example, I would say that, okay, so you and your wife are in this beautiful, beautiful marriage, and it's amazing. Ooh, which I gather dating was explosive. If the dating process is explosive, then definitely I want to marry this girl. I want to marry this girl. I want to marry this girl, and I want to be with her for the rest of my life. Or I want to marry this guy, and I want to be with this guy for the rest of my life. This guy is going to be amazing. This guy is going to be what? All right. So through the dating process, you guys are most now understanding each other. You guys are going through the motions. It's not perfect, but it comes pretty close, isn't it? It comes so close that you determined and commit to this thing, to spend the rest of your life with this person, because this is the person that you want to be in a jail cell with. You understand, it is deep, this decision, and you are looking at them like, wow, I knew that God created nice things, but when he created you, he put extra sugar, didn't he? He put extra sugar, he put extra honey in this thing, man. Yeah. And then that's the emotion. But then As time goes throughout the dating process, there are a few things that this person does. This person does a few things to you, or this person does a few things, not to you necessarily, but they affect you in one way or another. So hypothetically, you've got this alcoholic wife or this alcoholic girl. And this girl, when she's not drunk, she's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart. She cooks, she cleans, she irons, she lays pipe. Huh? She's a pipe. She's a pipe Piper, you know, she is just everything. She's respectful to your mother. She's respectful to your father. She's perfect. She's like an angel. You know, when you are in the hospital, she is by your bedside. Even when you got an STD from somebody else, you know, I'm just saying, we stand through a lot. We stand through a lot. And the beauty of relationship is that we will never really hear what happens there because we think everything is a secret until people break up and then they start saying, what's the meaning, man? What's the meaning of man? Hey. But we'll never hear about those things when people are in good graces, right? So there are a few things that this girl does, right? That is just, it's not bad. It's just not amazing. And it kind of just, So what happens is that this girl, you guys are committed. You guys are committed to building a life together. So when you guys are committed to building a life together, there are a few things that merge, like finances. Finances do merge, you know. They do merge even when people are just in relationships. They do merge finances. By merging finances, I mean that you can help me out with my phone bill and I can help you out with your laptop. You can help me out with the lights and I can help you out with the water because we are working together and this is teamwork. So now, oh girl, right? Oh girl, with her drinking problem, what she does is when she gets paid, it seems as if every single plan that you guys have had just goes through the window. Whoa, goes through the window. Didn't buy the top score yet. Didn't buy nothing yet. Didn't buy nothing yet. And then she walks right into the gambling house and she is doing kabetinga. She is doing gambling machine. She is doing casino vibes with the whole entire salary, including the one that you gave her also. Yes. So to add on to our water bill, babe, here is my portion, including that one. So everything goes off there. And she sabawelds the money right there. And on top of that, she comes home toasted. When I say toasted, I mean toasted. I mean, the type of toasted we're talking about here is the type of we don't really know who dropped her. We don't really know who dropped her. And also, she peed herself or something. And also, she is just drunk. Drunk as a skunk with no remorse. And she's like, baby, snapping. The what? As an man story. It was, I'm baby. Oh. And then this happens. And then, you know, tomorrow it's an I'm sorry, babe. I'll never do it again. I'll try better and I'll do better and I'll do better and I'll do better. And these promises are met with action. These promises are met with action for the next 30 days. They are met with action, brah. Every single $2 that she gets, she's like, I put the $2 in the 10. Every $10 that she gets, I put it inside here. So she's pulling up extra jobs, you know, to make that money. So she gets $100 and she's putting it on the electricity, you know, just for control. Just for control to give you that, you know, my baby is never going to do this again, man. My baby learned her lesson. And then after 30 days, approximately 20, right? She might do something like I don't know, some people cause conflict, right? So that I have a reason to be angry, and then when I'm angry, right, then I have a reason to do bad things, because anger is most what, like we learned first year, it is the cheapest emotion, it's the easiest emotion to mimic. We can all mimic anger. We can all mimic anger like it's nothing. All of us can pretend to be angry, my dear, even for 2 days. My dear, like me, professional. Like I'm over it. Sometimes I even have to remind myself, oh, what am I pretending to be angry about again? I told you guys, most, I'm not perfect. I told you guys, me, I'm bad. You know, I recently learned that I'm actually quite toxic. I'm quite toxic. I'm one of those people that think the worst always. Like, oh, no, the cup is not half full, it's half empty. Like, are you are just going to do this. You are going to rob me. Even if you're walking towards me and I'm going to the ATM, even if you're wearing a bamboo dress, my dear, I'm like, that woman is going to rob me. That 90-year-old woman is going to rob me. I'm like, that toxic. You know? I'm like, hi, napukali napuliwan. Me, I'm like that. Kuchana, napukali napuliwan. Ngere shinita shiningwa napukali napuliwan. Bro. Let's just stay without eating, all of us. How? If it's not being done this way, then let's just. So, Mughal is giving you a kastank attitude about something that you didn't do or something that you did. But she didn't have a problem with it last week. But all of a sudden today, she got a problem with it. And then it's like, I just feel like, yes. And then tomorrow is month end. And then I'm going to my mother's house. She goes to her mother's house and then payday comes and then she has no scent and then she comes back on the second. And basically, when you ask even, oh, mother dearest, because you guys are in a deep commitment, Moss. Deep commitment. So even when you ask there, oh, did she now buy food that side because she got paid, Moss? The people are like, my dear, she asked for taxi money today to go to work. How? She spent the whole day at the gambling. She didn't even go to work. We found her there. Hey, we had to go and get her because the neighbor people said that, no, we have to go and get her because she doesn't want to go home and she peed herself and what. And this goes on. And now all this time, right, what's happening to you is you are feeling, especially, let's go to you and your character within the relationship. Now, a lot of guys, right? And this, I think this is something that you guys have to look at. Because if you are violent, if you are a woman beater, if you are a woman beater or you're manipulative or you're bad, you know you're bad. You know you beat girls. Look at you listening to me like, can she see me? Yes, I can see you. I can see that you beat girls. I can see that you beat people, big ma'am. Yeah, I can see that you beat men and women, you ma'am. So you people that beat people, this is something to look at. This is something to really honestly look at and evaluate while things are early. Because if you don't look at resentment, my dear, if you don't look at it, it is going to come back and haunt you. And when it comes and haunts you, right, it is going to come hard. It's going to come blazing, it's going to come all wrapped up. It's going to come, whoa, times 10, times 300, times 200, times a million, times what. So, resentment is that little thing of you are doing everything correctly in this relationship. So, let's talk about correctly. Correctly is you put down your player cards. Lou, you as a gentleman, you put down your player card, which is why I found Nangula. Nangula is my bae thing. I'm going to be loyal to Nangula. And even if I'm not loyal to Nangula, I'm not going to treat her like the way I treated Selma. Selma Winyane. Do you remember when Selma met you at the bar with another girl? And then you told her she can go if she wants to go. Hey, you are like, yeah. I don't want that kind of karma. But you know, you did it. And that other time when Selma caught you in bed with somebody and you're like, yeah, but we were most not in good terms. We were not speaking most. Now, who's that? If we are not speaking, then I thought we broke up most. That's why I'm with somebody else. Close the door. How? And Selma went home crying in the rain. You're like, don't let the lightning get you. No thunder. No lightning. No mvura. Like, the potholes are crazy. The potholes are crazy in Windhoek City. It's like Zimbabwe. The potholes in Windhoek are giving Zimbabwe. They're giving Zimbabwe. They're giving Angola. They're giving Zambia. They're giving not Namibia. They are giving like that. So you, when I, your relationship with Selma was like that. And Selma was a good girl, man. She was washing everything. This one that you got, Nangula, doesn't even wash. Nangula doesn't wash. She doesn't clean. She's not even really that good. She doesn't even want to learn new things. She doesn't want to learn how to lay pipe properly. She just a car village girl, you know? or just your definition of like a village girl. This is what Nangula is. And then you decide, you know what? After this Selma and this disappointment, because now you are cheating on Selma with a couple of girls, so that you were like, maybe in these girls I'll find the one. It's not Selma. I know it's not Selma because Selma is not my type. Eh? Selma is just a nice person, but she's not my type. I don't know how you people do that. I don't know how you guys enter into relationships with people that you don't want to be with for the rest of your life for space. For space, Kucha, like, she's not my type, this one, man. Eh? She's not a nice person. Eh? She has bad traits, this one. And she's just not a person. And you understand? So, this Selma is just not on your bucket list. So, you are looking for love while you are with Selma. Hey, I'm single, but I'm in a relationship, but I'm available kind of type. And then, you get your heart mashed by these girls, and then you decide, I'm going to be faithful. Then you decide that, you know what, I'm just wasting this girl's time, and whatever. Or one day, Selma wakes up and says, Kucha, ne man, ekes ok moh. And you're like, bye, brah, deuces, brah, shop, brah, nashi, cheke, brah. Hey, and then Selma goes. Then you decide that, you know what, I'm going to give myself a break to just be a Casanova and do my thing. Hey, it's club hopping, it's women hopping, it's hop hopping, it's men hopping even. Like, hey, which are, ooh, this one night stand here, one night stand there. Ooh, it's a short relationship, ka what, friends with benefits, strings attached things. And then you decide that, you know what, I found Nangolo. It's Nangolo and Nangula now. I found Nangula and I'm going to settle down. Or I found Nangula and I'm going to settle down. Now this Nangula is just, hey, she's not a good girlfriend. She's not a good girlfriend, but she's so loving. She loves you the way you want to be loved. And she gives you the love that you need and the care that you need. And she asks you questions like, you know, how are you today? You know, exes, they never used to ask those things. They just used to ask maybe like, where are we going? Or something like that. I don't know. So now you decide that, you know what? I'm not going to be that guy anymore. I'm going to be a nice guy. I'm going to be a committed guy. I'm going to do everything correctly. When it comes to the bills, I'm also coming. When it comes to emotions, I'm coming. When it comes to this, I'm coming, you know. And now Nangula is at school or something, right? Nangula is at school. She's second year or something. She's an orphan. And when she's an orphan like that, nobody's assisting her. She's living in her auntie's house and she's just suffering and going through the motions and going through a lot as a person. She's going through it. And you are like, no, baby girl, I love you. Because you are serious. You are serious about Nangula. You're even thinking, Kucha, she will look nice, Mothy. Are you feeling bad? Don't feel bad. We're together, okay? So you put down all your cards, man. You even burn the cards, like, which I'll never use these cards again. I'll never be that type of guy again. I will never be the guy that is just doing bad things. I will not beat. I will not go out drinking. I will not be a Casanova with cheeks. I will not be going home until at 4 in the morning. You know, all the things that you were like basically doing to Selma on a regular basis and then telling her that, no, it's a figment of your imagination. That's just crazy. That's crazy talk. Yeah, all those things. You know, most they were wrong. But here you're like, you know what? I'm going to give Selma my heart. Kucha, not Selma, but I'm going to give Nangula my heart. Then you give your heart. Then every single penny that you are working, say, you are asking things like, did you eat today? Because she becomes your responsibility because you love her. She becomes your responsibility. She becomes your person. She becomes your person, man. Eh? All your friends, they are only knowing Nangula because you are not doing anything with anybody else at all. Hey, they all know Nangula. And even if... let's take it now from the perspective of you didn't drop the other things that you were doing on the side, like girls. You didn't drop them. They know that Nangula is Madame Boss. They know that this is Wafi. They know that this is the one They know that even when she's around like this, there's no talk of Abigail what. Yeah, there's no talk of last weekend what. Uh-uh, because who wife is here? And you made it very clear to your boys, Kuchana, this is the one. So I don't want you guys doing funny things like that. I don't want you guys telling my person about anything. Hey, you get the whole village. If you are ever cheating, you get the whole village to stand by you. Yeah, because Nangula is very important. Nangula is very important to you. So Nangula has a problem. You solve it, you know. Nangula wants to go out, you solve it. Nangula is stuck somewhere. Imagine if Nangula was like stuck in Ochuarongo and you are here in Windhoek and you're like, you know what, if the car broke down, it's cool, I'm coming to get you. Hey! Ohore! Ohore so nice, ohore so sweet, ohore yinge. Nandi so. So you're driving to go and get your baby, your boo thing. You're going to get your baby, my dear. Because how? She cannot be just there with a broken tire in the middle of the night, you know, with strange people roaming around and etc. So you go there and maybe she can meet like a friend there on the bus. And then you're like, no, I'll take you guys to rent tickets. No problem. I came to get you. You know those things, you know. We do go above and beyond when it comes to the people that we love. We do go the extra mile. And it doesn't feel like the extra mile because you are doing it from the heart. It's not something that you keep count of. It's not something that you are out there saying, Kuchi, you know what? I'm going to write down how much petrol I use to go and get her so that if we break up, she has to refund me. How? Nobody ever says that. Not unless you are a different breed, but we'll talk about that breed next week, Monday, okay? We'll talk about that kind of breed, the one that keeps score of everything that I did. Hey, do you remember that day that I smiled with you? Hey, I want my smile back, just the way it was on my face. Hey, do you remember that day I winked at you? Hey, yeah, those ones. So now you are doing everything correctly. You are sending flowers to work, sir. You are sending flowers to work, and then you are also contributing there at the school because you want her to graduate. You even tell everybody, "Ndinoka teacher, ndinoka teacher, ndinoka lawyer, ndinoka lawyer, ndinoka doctor, ndinoka nurse, ndinoka carpenter, ndinoka plumber, ndinoka because you are proud of your person, you know. You're proud of your boo thing. You're proud of your wifey, girlfriend. You're proud. You're proud. You love her. You are in it, right? And then, with this said, now this relationship, right? It's simmering. It's nice. It's amazing. It's all the beautiful things about it. And in this beauty of this relationship, it is so wonderful that you look at yourself and you're like, I think I found the one, man. I think I found the one.
Are you an SME trying to get your product or service out there to increase your market share? Do you have a product or render a service that you would like the Namibian population and beyond to know? Or are you a corporate entity seeking to increase brand awareness, promote a campaign, or increase your market share? Then we have a platform for you. Namibia's first and only 24-hour talk radio station, Eagle FM. We are a business, economic, and policy-orientated talk radio station. Our reach soars across the entire nation, continent, and the world via our large and diverse ad inventory that includes mobile apps, a digital newspaper, a website, and much more. For more information, contact Dwight at eaglefm.com. That's DWIGHT at eaglefm.com.na. Or you can call HD at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. Alternatively, call our office at 083-288-400. That's 083-288-400.
My friend, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. So you're thinking that Nangula, this is the one. Eh? You put things. You know when somebody dies in the American movies, eh? They throw what do you call it, the shoes or the shoelaces or whatever. They throw it. They throw it over the power lines. And when they throw it over the power lines like that, it's most a representation of somebody has passed away or whatever. And just like that, you left a situation or something like that. So now you throw in the towel, man. You throw in the towel, you throw in the shoes, you throw it all in, and you're like, yeah, I'm done, man. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing other girls like that anymore. Even when you go to other girls, you're like, I'm in a relationship. I don't understand how people agree to that. I'm in a relationship, but we can hang. Oh, wow. Wow. Wow, I'm what? We're in a relationship, but we can hang. Nobody needs to know. I will know me, the other one on the other side. I will know. But anyways, so you're deep in this relationship. And you are deep in it, and your whole heart is in it. And I believe that Namibian men go deep, right? Namibian men go deep in the relationship and deep in it, right? And you just want to build a life with this person. You want a forever with this person. You anticipate a life with this person particularly. Yeah. So you are like, yeah, that's my baby. That's my girl. That's my boo thing. And then, but she's doing this, man. So let's say she's gambling and also like, okay, so she's gambling and she's not really contributing, ne? Because she's gambling, she's just there, Eteshina. Okay, fine. But then on top of that, ne? She is also, you are finding funny SMSs, man. And it's not like you're snooping. Because first of all, when you love somebody, when you decide that this person is your boo thing, there is a lot of transparency. There is so much transparency in the relationship because you guys automatically trust in each other. Now, when you guys trust in each other like that, there's a lot of openness. Now, in this openness, right, there is usually nothing. But the minute something becomes closed, the minute you don't know the password, the minute you decide that, or somebody just acts out of character, then there's something wrong. It doesn't mean that this person is dabbling into something else. It just means that something is definitely not okay. Sometimes they speak about it. Sometimes they say like, yeah, it's because there's a lot of my what. Or sometimes it's a mirror. Like, I'm doing it because you're doing it. I'm doing it because you're doing it so that you can get how it feels like. You can get, which are like, yes, this is exact. So smacked it. But, oh, so smacked it doesn't work in relationships, guys. So smacked it doesn't work. It doesn't work because you will end up doing things that you don't want to do in order to spite somebody else. And then you are left with that sourness or that sour taste in your mouth, right? And you are left with regrets because you are trying to hurt somebody. That's why I don't believe in revenge cheating. I don't believe in revenge anything when it comes to relationships. Like, oh, I'm going to revenge cheat back, or I'm going to revenge talk to others, or I'm going to revenge. Woo, that one doesn't end well. That one is a recipe for death. Recipe for death, death, death. Leave that one. If you guys want to teach each other lessons, then not that one, okay? So you notice that there's like a funny behavior, man. So she's going, for starters, she's like, no, when she's arguing, she's like, no, I'm going home. And then she goes home, but she also arrives home tomorrow. So now the whole time you're calling the sister, hey, she's there yet? No, she's not. Is she there yet? No, she's not. Is she there yet? Hey, until tomorrow after work, that's when she gets home there. And what happened? Yeah, then she starts cheating on you, right? She starts cheating on you and she starts doing everything that you did to someone. That's why they say karma lingers. Yeah, so everything that you did to Selma, except now being caught in bed or being caught in whatever, everything that you did to Selma, she's now doing to you. And Jay Festani, that is Torini. Jay Festani, who come as Deacon Sue? And the answer she's giving you, which is Leve, me bro. Jay Peltwe ear.